Welcome back to Bear With Me Podcast. I'm so glad to keep you company today. I'm joined with my little bro, Jordan. You want to introduce yourself? Say a little something about yourself?
Hi.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay, well, do you want to say how old you are?
I'm 15 and single.
Okay. Anyways, don't go for my brother. Okay, so today, Jordan came up to me and asked me when I'm going to record my next podcast. I said, why? What's up? He said, what did you say?
Kind of want to do your podcast.
Yeah, you could tell he wanted to do it. So I said, you know what? Let's record one. So I had a plan actually to record with a few of my siblings, and I still am trying to figure out how to do that. Right now, just recording with one mic with Jordan, just because it's easier. We have a weird setup going on.
I'm kind of nervous.
You don't have to be nervous. Something that Jordan and I have in common, we could talk about this, is our love for conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought maybe we could talk about that. What is, like...
Aliens.
Aliens? We're going to let Jordan go on a little
speech
about that. Talk about aliens.
So basically, I believe that there's aliens because, like, we only know what's in the Milky Way, and nobody knows that there could be so many other atmospheres that we don't even know about. And there's like a UFO sighting like recently, but like I don't know.
We also we know more than what's just in the Milky Way. We know more than what's in the Milky Way.
What do you mean?
We know. We just aren't able to travel there ourselves, but people know, like, there's more than just the Milky Way.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, it's...
Then who knows what's in that?
Oh, my gosh. When I was younger, I used to look at the moon and think that there were aliens staring at me. And yeah. I used to be a big pro-alien person, be like, oh, totally. But now I'm like, I don't know.
Because in the Bible, right?
No, there's nothing about aliens in the Bible. That's what I'm saying. If God wanted us to know that there's other things out there, I feel like he might have told us, or not, because he's a very mysterious God. I have no idea, though. I don't think that there are. I used to think there are. Now I just think that it's probably like...
Like, who knows, honestly?
I don't.
We could, like... I could be an alien.
Yeah, you're not.
You never know that, man.
They have things about, like, lizard people. How there's, like, a bunch of... Have you heard that?
Yeah,
about how there's,
Justin,
like...
Justin Bieber is one of them.
Yeah, like, government officials especially are, like, lizard people. Kind of like Men in Black. You know, yeah. Have you seen how they're, like, just lizards? There's that kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what other... I'm trying to think of whatever conspiracy theories.
There's, like... They're not, like, really conspiracy theories, but they're, like... Old myth. So never mind. That is
what?
Actually a conspiracy.
Okay, well,
theory.
We'll talk about it though. What are?
Like, how does people just go like completely missing, out of nowhere?
Oh yeah, like true crime.
Yeah.
I love.
That's so interesting.
True crime.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychopath or anything. I just find it really interesting learning about crime stuff. Like one of the most intriguing cases, and it's an extremely popular case because it's so intriguing, is the JonBenet case.
What's that?
It's like this young pageant girl, I can't remember how old, maybe 5 or 6, who got like killed in her own house. It's 100% her brother who killed her, and her parents covered it up, I swear.
Really?
And apparently, the parents were somehow linked to Jeffrey Epstein. That is something that was found recently. Or like the woman, who was Jeffrey Epstein with? His wife or whatever?
Yeah, well, they both killed themselves.
Just, whatever. His wife or whatever. Apparently she was linked to them. That was just found out recently, but that case is really, you should look into it. It's so interesting.
Is it on YouTube?
Or do I have to, like, literally read? Look up JonBenet and look at, like, there are so many videos on it.
Where do I, like, after this?
Yeah, it's really intriguing. They have, like, a new, actually, it's not so new, but it's, like, a docu-series on Netflix called Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
There's also a few people who I watch on oh my gosh, not Instagram, on YouTube. There's Bella Fiore. She does Mystery Mondays, and Bailey something. She's on YouTube and she does a bunch of Mystery like Mondays stuff. And she talks about I learned about the JonBenet case, I think, from Bella Fiore a few years ago. Really interesting. I know a lot of people aren't interested in true crime because it's most of the time pretty graphic.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know why, it's just like makes you want to like look into it more all the time.
It's horrible what happens to these people. Oh, yeah. What happens to people. There are some psychopaths out there.
I don't understand like how you can, like if it was like my life or someone else's life on like my hands, I would choose my own.
I just don't think that they're there in their brain. A lot of it, I think, has to do with
childhood trauma,
or just like the way that they're born. Like they're born as psychopaths. Anyways,
I don't know a lot of people that like conspiracy theories.
Actually, I have a customer at my work. We introduced each other to a bunch of different podcasts and series because we both love it. It's so nice. Yeah, it's nice. Something else that's new that's going... Well, not new, but a lot of people... Yep. My hair is dead. So we're just looking at that.
Can I cut it?
No.
Like a cut G.
Something else everyone's getting into is Among Us. I want to start streaming on Twitch. Just playing Among Us. I think that'd be so funny. Have you seen Soulja Boy's?
Yeah, he's so funny.
He is so funny. I was watching Ryan Trahan and Ryan Nero and like a bunch, like their group of friends stream Among Us, all of them playing the other day. And it's so funny watching other people play it. So I kind of want to stream on Twitch and do that. But
that's so funny.
I just don't know how to do that. I think I'd probably have to get a PC, which is just not in the picture right now.
Yep.
Can't do that, but... Among Us. I still think I'm going to FaceTime, do like a group FaceTime and get a bunch of people to play. I like posted on my Instagram story, hey, anyone want to do a group FaceTime and play Among Us? A few people responded. I want to get at least 10, but...
So that's the max amount of players you can have in a game.
Yeah, I know.
It's 10.
At most 10 then, I guess. We'll see. It's fun. I think it's fun.
So fun.
And then when you die, you can't say anything. Like, you mute yourself.
Yeah.
So funny. I want to do that so bad.
We can get Discord on our phones, too.
What?
We can get Discord on our phones.
I already have Discord.
Why don't we just play through Discord?
Because some people don't have Discord.
Mm.
FaceTime's just easier. More people have... I mean, everyone who has an iPhone has FaceTime.
Me and Walker, like, we get, like, a bunch of people to join an Xbox party. And we just play, like, talking, like, with our headsets on our phones. It's so funny.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more fun to be interactive that way when you're playing games.
Yeah, like, Among Us is, like, so... Like, it's not boring, but, like, it's so much worse when you're just playing by yourself.
Yeah. The other day, I got imposter 2 or 3 times in a row.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, I want to be sneaky, but I want to figure out ways that you can, like, be super sneaky about it and play the game really well, but I just don't know how.
I am. I'm so good at the imposter.
I'm not. I want to, like... Oh, they have one where you can play hide and seek or something.
Actually?
Everyone knows who the imposter is. And they hide and the imposter tries to find them or something.
Oh, that's sick.
Or something like that. And they turn the vision really low for the imposter and the vision really high for the other... I can't remember if that's how you play it.
I wish I could see your screen.
Probably could. No. Maybe. I don't know.
We have to like connect our phones to you. No. We can't do that.
What?
They can't see your screen.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. I want to stream on Twitch.
Yeah. Maybe you don't need a PC for that. I could go stream on my Xbox.
You can?
Yeah.
Why don't you? Why didn't you and Caleb stream?
Caleb used to.
He did?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he anymore? That's our brother, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ugh, I think it's so fun.
I streamed like twice. I had like 5 viewers each time.
It's fun. It is fun. It's really like... What?
I don't know.
Guys.
Sometimes I forget that I'm streaming. And like, sometimes I like swear and like yell and stuff. And I don't want people to like hear that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I'd have to.
What's your Twitch? Start streaming again.
I deleted my account.
Well, guys, if Jordan puts up a new, if Jordan starts streaming again, or Caleb, both my brothers, I will let you know.
I'm gonna stream COD.
Stream COD?
Yeah, but it would have to be... I'd have to download Twitch on my Xbox.
I didn't know that you could stream from your Xbox.
Yeah, you just can't have a face cam. Which I don't really want a face cam.
Oh, I would want one. That's funnier.
I'd want one, like, later. Like, when I'm famous. Because I'm going to be...
When you're famous?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Why can't you just start now? Everyone starts somewhere.
No, like, I mean, like, I'm not going to use a face cam until I'm famous. Because I can't afford it right now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What do you use, then?
A camera. Have you not seen those crazy PC's Twitch setups?
No, I haven't.
Let me search it up real quick.
I just recently started getting into Twitch. I always knew what Twitch was, but I never really got into it till recently.
I kind of have to pee. Can I go pee?
Yeah. Pee break. If I had a sponsorship, that would have been a good time, but no sponsorships here.
Hey, that'd guys, sponsor us.
Hey, sponsor me. Okay. I'm letting Jordan wear the headphones, so I'm really trusting him that it sounds okay.
I feel superior when I wear the headphones.
Do you want me to turn up the volume?
No, it's okay. Good.
All right, you've got the headphones. You lead the conversation.
How's school?
I don't want to talk about school. I talked about that last two episodes.
Oh, I haven't been
school's
keeping
okay.
up.
School's okay.
I haven't been keeping
How's
up.
How's school for you?
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
I feel like that's a common thing.
I can't focus. Like, I'll
That's
be...
why I wanted to wear the headphones.
No, like, not right now.
Oh, in school. Oh!
I can't... Why would I be talking about right now? I can't focus in school. Like, I'll step in class, I won't be able to breathe within the first 2 minutes, and then I'll lose focus right away.
Why won't you be able to breathe?
Because my mask. We have to wear a mask in class.
I feel like that's most people.
You know, I should just, like, get a fake doctor's note that says I have asthma. Nah.
Just do what you're told.
I do.
You're technically allowed to be exempt if you...
Whatevs. I'll throw hands. The girl's flirting with me.
What girl?
The subway worker.
Oh.
She gave me, like, 2 extra cookies for free.
Oh.
And she, like, loaded my sub.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe she wasn't flirting with you.
She was.
How do you know?
Because I can tell. Trust me.
Okay.
Just the way
Jordan's gonna give us some tips on how to know someone's flirting with you. What are your top 3 things where you know someone's flirting with you?
They're talking in like a weird voice, and like you can tell it's a different voice.
Like a voice that wouldn't be their normal voice?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you mean? Like higher pitched or?
Kind of.
Okay. This is for when girls like you are flirting with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, like, I don't know, they have, like, different body language. And,
eye contact, probably?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
What are 3 things that you do when you're flirting with someone?
I don't know. I have a super flirty personality. So, like,
Oh, this is something I didn't know. Let's hear it. Yeah, well, you're kind of awkward when you talk to girls.
Well, that's when I, like, first meet them.
Okay.
Well, but, like, when I'm comfortable, like...
Let me hear.
I don't know, like, I kind of... It's just everything I do is just kind of... Because, like, I don't try to. Like, I don't think about it. It just happens.
Jordan just, like, knows what to do.
I kind of just
That's where we're completely opposite. I have no idea how to flirt.
Oh, when I meet someone, I'm... Like, I probably will say 3 words and...
Oh, it doesn't even matter if I'm meeting someone for the first or, like, 30th time. I have no idea how to flirt with someone. So, sorry if you... Sorry.
You guys have to come up to her. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
Abby's gotten balls. She actually has recently.
I've, like, gone up to people and, like, whatever. Anyways, like, I do have balls. It's just, like, I don't know how to flirt.
Remember that one guy at Starbucks?
Stop! One time I went up to... I kind of just wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. I saw this guy in Starbucks, and he was, like, eyeing me a lot. I was like, okay, I feel like he thinks I'm cute. Which I never notice, first of all. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm just, my head is big today. My ego's big. So, like, I just kind of have to prove to myself that I can do it. So I went up to him. I'm cringing. So I went up to him and I was like, oh, I don't want to tell this story.
I'll tell it.
No, I can do it.
Okay. Oof.
So I went up to him and I was like, hey, I think you're cute. And then he... And then he was like, and then he was like, what did he say? Yeah, I think you're cute too, or something. And then I walked away.
And then Abby told me he took his headphones off and his ears were like an elf ears.
Yeah, so that's part. I forgot about that. That's partly why I ran away. So he had these chunky, like, big headphones on, like over-ear headphones on the whole time. And
like Beats.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, whatever. I walked up to him. I was like, hey, I think you're cute. And then he took off his earphones and then he's like, I'm not hating. I think everyone's beautiful in their own way. But it just like threw me off. Underneath his headphones were these like, he just had these like massive ears. And it just like threw me off. I was not expecting that. And he said, yeah, I think, hey, he's like, thank you. I think you're cute too. And then I was like, okay, have a good day. And then I walked away. Didn't give him my number. I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what to do. He was obviously cute, but I just like had no idea what to do. So
should have got his number.
I know. I'm not afraid to shoot my shot though. Like I do. I just don't know how to flirt. I shoot my shot. I shoot my shot. It's just like the part, the flirting that comes after. Once I shoot my shot, and then they respond, no idea what to do after that. I'm lost.
Me too.
No idea.
I'm just kidding. I know what to say.
Yeah, Jordan's probably smooth. I did not get blessed with those jeans.
Wow, I'm more than smooth.
Okay. Well, getting a little cocky over here.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe the next podcast episode, I will probably talk about. Let's do a relationship series. We'll do one. We'll do...
You have to do that with Chloe.
Friendship. And then like friendship relationship, dating relationship. Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe in just one episode. Talk about that with my sister, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that would be.
But,
Chloe has no idea how to flirt either. She has no idea it's signs either. When her and Isaiah...
Oh, she has... Oh, maybe I'll get them both on. Yeah. That would be funny. So, Isaiah's my sister's boyfriend. Their love story is the most beautiful thing I've... Makes me cry. Yeah, my sister and I are the same way. We have no idea when someone's flirting with us. We have no idea when someone likes us.
I kept trying to tell Chloe that Isaiah, like, likes her. And she's like, no, he doesn't.
I know. Like, yeah, Chloe and I are clueless.
It's so obvious. Like, he was making it... Isaiah did a pretty good job, actually.
He did a good job. I thought so.
Chloe, you know...
But it's just because Chloe and I don't think that Chloe and I care so much.
Yeah, you don't.
We just are like, whatever.
Chloe cared about Isaiah, though.
Chloe did, yeah. When it, like, but we are just so secure in who we are. And, like, we never really cared. We were never boy crazy. We never really cared about guys.
No, you didn't.
We really didn't.
Yeah, at all.
So, that's probably why. We never, obviously, we had, like, celebrity crushes in high, elementary and high school. But we never really cared about that kind of stuff. We'll get more into that maybe later when I do, like, a relationship series. Let me know if you guys would want that. You know, let me know some suggestions on my Instagram. Yep. Well, my podcast for this, or sorry, my Instagram for this podcast is Bear With Me Podcast with two T's at the end. Or like one additional T. And then you can comment on my Instagram or DM me some suggestions. Maybe I'll do a little story of things that you want to hear from me. That would be fun.
What?
Like suggestions from... Sorry. No way, Jordan literally just followed me. Are you joking?
I didn't know.
That's so mean.
I didn't know.
I need to step up my Instagram game for my podcast.
I'm going to show this account out.
Thank you. Means a lot when I get support from people.
I don't know, like...
My cousin, he's in ninth grade. He told me, he asked me, Abby, when are you doing a new episode of your podcast? And I almost cried. I'm like, you listen to my podcast? I was like, that makes me so happy. When I hear someone's listening to it, I just want to, like, curl into a ball and cry because it just makes me so happy. And I was like, no way you listen to it. That's so nice.
Malachi's a plug.
Malachi is the plug. I love him.
Me too.
All right. I want to go away somewhere.
I just want to move away forever and never come back here.
Okay. Goodbye. I want to go somewhere too. Oh my gosh, I'm so sick of the city we live in.
Me too.
I love it because it's our home, but I have been here too long and I need a little break at least.
I want to go to Vancouver.
I've been there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I went to BC last summer.
Oh, right. So lucky. I want to go to Vancouver so bad.
Sorry. Don't hate on me, people. I didn't love Vancouver. Maybe it was I was in a bad headspace. Maybe.
Sure, it was.
I don't know, but I just didn't. It wasn't my vibe. Does that make sense? You don't have to love everywhere that you travel, which is the point of traveling. You get to see what it's like. I didn't love it there.
Yeah.
Whistler was freaking cool. I loved Whistler, but.
Yeah. I've only.
You might like Vancouver.
Yeah, I know I will. I'm moving there when I'm older because I'm going to be rich.
Okay. You keep talking about how you want to be famous and be rich and stuff.
Well, no, I just want to be rich. I don't care about fame.
Why?
It ain't bedtime, it's bread time.
Oh. I don't know if he's being serious, guys.
It's like, I obviously want to be rich, but like, I probably won't be.
I just want to have enough money to keep my family okay.
Yeah.
I don't care where I am as long as I have a loving husband and cute children.
My children are going to be attractive. Because, like, if you look at me...
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking around, I promise.
Most of the time when Jordan talks, I don't know if he's being serious or not.
Neither do I.
So, what? Like I was saying, I don't really care if I have a lot of money as long as my family is stable.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll see if I end up having kids.
Yeah, you will.
I know, I probably will.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're gonna have your first kid at like 40.
Absolutely not. I would want to be a younger parent, but I don't really want to have my kids super early.
I want to have a kid at like maybe like 25, 26.
It just depends when I get married.
Got 10 years.
Ayo, I've got 4.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird. At this rate, I'll probably have my first kid at what, 28?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
I want to be married for a few years before I ever have kids.
I want to be married for like maybe like a year or two.
Before you have your first kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Because then you have that like year or two to like party and stuff with your wife. I know, because I don't want to get married like I want to get married at least 3 or 4 years into dating. We'd live together after 2 years of a relationship, then after 2 years of living together, boom, I propose.
I don't think that you should live with someone before marriage. That's where we're different.
Why?
Because.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, but I don't think that. It's just more a temptation.
Yeah, I guess.
But we have different opinions on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
We do.
You have to have boundaries, and I think that wouldn't be good.
Well, you have to know what it's like.
You don't have to know what it's like.
It's like trial and error. What if you hate it?
Well, you're choosing to marry a person, not just because of what you like.
Yeah, but what if you get in, like, a lot more arguments and stuff?
Well, you're gonna get in arguments. It's inevitable. But if it's the person you know you're supposed to be with or you want to be with, then you're gonna work it out.
Yeah, obviously, but, like, you're just gonna have to hang out with them. Like, you're obviously gonna, like, have sleepovers once in a while.
No.
Really? So yeah. you'd hang out with them. Every, like, other day. Or, like, every day.
Before you're married, yeah. I don't think it's...
No, I think you have to.
See, I don't think so. But that's because I'm a Christian.
So am I.
You need to read your Bible, sir. I'm not judging anyone who does that, obviously. I would never do that. You can live how you want to live, but that's just not something that I would personally do. Like, you shouldn't... like make yourself more tempted. You shouldn't put yourself in a position where you'll be more tempted.
Yeah.
Because you're making it harder for yourself. Guard your heart above all else, for everything you do flows from it.
Speak it. Ha ha ha. Cody Co has another podcast out, eh?
Another one?
It's like 3. It's on like a radio station.
Oh jeez.
Did you not watch his new videos?
No.
He finally started posting again.
I haven't watched him in a while.
He's my favorite YouTuber
by far. He's so funny.
Yeah. We've been watching him for like 3 years.
More than that. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyways.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows, love?
Well, thank you to Jordan for insisting on recording this today. It was pretty fun. Do you wanna shout out your Instagram or anything?
TikTok. Jordan Marconi with two I's and then six.
There's his TikTok. Go check him out, ladies. I hope that you don't take this. I hope that you didn't take this episode in the wrong way. We're just having fun.
I'm like super funny, so everything I do isn't serious.
What he said.
Yeah.
I hope that you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Sorry for taking forever. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening this far if you have. And I'm very glad to keep you company today. See you soon. Peace.
Peace out, dogs.